As he helped the unfortunate man, giving him the only food he had to offer, Andy began to realize that here was one that was far worse off than he was, and he began to feel more thankful for what he had. And for the first time in his life, he began to understand the scripture that said it was better to give than receive. He could see now that there was always something we can give to meet the needs of others. And the greater the sacrifice, the greater the joy. Frank wondered if Andy had any relatives he could spend Christmas with. He replied that he did, but he had not been successful in life in recent years and didn't want to embarrass them by coming around. They might also think he was looking for a handout, and he prided himself on never asking others for help. Truth be told, he was ashamed of himself and his failures, and he felt that the Lord himself must be ashamed of him and could never use someone like him. Taking Andy's hand and shaking it warmly, his new friend Frank tells him that the Lord has already used him in a great way. He was not only cold and hungry physically, but inside as well, and Andy had warmed and nourished his soul. And he was having the best Christmas Eve he could recall in many a year. He began to share his memories of Christmases past, and how he had been alone since losing his wife in an automobile accident years ago.